A leadership crisis in the Palestinian Authority is entering its final hours. Today is the deadline for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and his prime minister-designate Mahmoud Abbas to resolve their dispute over the makeup of the new Palestinian government. Failure would mean a delay in the release of the U.S.-backed roadmap for Middle East peace talks. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Arab leaders are making an 11th-hour push to save the proposed new Palestinian government. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa spoke with Arafat, and Egypt's intelligence chief Omar Suleiman has been dispatched to the West Bank city of Ramallah. Arafat and Mahmoud Abbas have not met since late Saturday, when the prime minister-designate stormed out of a meeting and threatened to quit, according to witnesses. Yesterday, Abbas was quoted as saying the talks had failed, but later a Palestinian minister said the two sides had narrowed their differences. Veteran cabinet minister and Arafat loyalist Saeb Erekat says Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, could yet take office.
Abu Mazen must succeed for the sake of the peace process, for the sake of the Palestinian people. It's the roadmap, it's the bigger picture. And I think failure of Abu Mazen to produce a government will have a devastating impact on the peace process and on the Palestinian people.
The dispute revolves around how much power Arafat will give up to Abbas. Arafat, who never wanted a prime minister in the first place, has refused to yield control of the various branches of the Palestinian security forces. Abbas would like to create a new consolidated security service, with former Gaza security chief Mohammed Dahlan in command. The security issue is crucial to foreign leaders eager to see peace talks resume, and there's been a steady stream of phone calls and visits urging Arafat to reach an agreement. Under the roadmap backed by the U.S., Europe, Russia, and the U.N., the new prime minister would be asked to crack down on armed Palestinian factions who carry out shooting and suicide bomb attacks against Israelis. Such a move would be extremely difficult in any case, but would be virtually impossible if the prime minister didn't have control of the Palestinian Authority forces. Watching this dispute with growing frustration are the Palestinian reform advocates. Opposition lawmaker Abdul Jawad Saleh says Abbas opened a Pandora's box by seeking Arafat's approval for his new cabinet before presenting it to the Legislative Council. The result, he says, is a bloated compromise cabinet with too many Arafat loyalists to enact real reform.
Yes, it's really frustrating, but he didn't really acquiesce to our opinion to form a new small cabinet, not 23, 24 people, you know. Our people are suffering and they are involved in trifle things.
Abbas's position isn't helped by a growing resentment among Palestinians, who see him as an agent of the Bush administration, which has joined Israel in favoring the removal of Arafat from power. Columnist Thomas Friedman wrote in the New York Times today that the drama playing out in the West Bank is, quote, a silent coup by Palestinian moderates led by Mahmoud Abbas. Analysts say such comments anger Palestinians and boost Arafat's popularity. If Arafat and Abbas fail to reach agreement today, Arafat could name a new prime minister. But Abdul Jawad Saleh says a deal could still be struck.
We are familiar with Arafat's tactics, you know. He usually leads us to the edge of the brink, you know, and then he changes.
But after all his years of absolute rule, Arafat could also find these changes too much to accept. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.